bring Christian greetings. It's good to be here with you this morning. And you don't look any different than you did last Sunday. Things right here look just a little bit different, but out there you look the same. So anyway, somebody asked me if I'm going to speak on sight or vision this morning, and no, I'm not, because it's still a bit of a sore spot, and I don't know exactly if it's sometimes it's a struggle to figure out how I look at things. I got to turn my head the right way. It's just not the way it used to be. It's not. It's different. The way God made it is the best, if that works. But I'm glad we have helps along the way. So, for whatever it's worth, there it is. It's good to be here with you. The Lord has blessed us with a beautiful spring day. This morning, I'm pretty sure I heard the peepers out there, and it's just look forward to, we're seeing some green things, saw some green things growing in the backyard. I don't know if it was good or in the flower bed. I'm not sure if it's something that we want there or not, but it still looked good to see something green. So this morning, I'd like to also make an announcement that something we're very excited about, and that is that Matt Tulock has, we've met with him, and he is starting an instruction class. So I want to ask you to remember him in your prayers and this journey and the step he's made. And we're very glad for him. If I'd like to think a little bit about this morning about ship, boats, a little bit about an unsinkable ship. When I think of unsinkable, where does your mind go? If I mention something about an unsinkable ship, what's the Titanic, first thing you think about? A little bit over, 103 years ago today, the Titanic was almost ready for her first voyage. And there was a lot in the news about it. It was the biggest passenger vessel of its time, 882 feet long. And just a few facts about it. It was stocked with food, 75,000 pounds of meat. And I don't figure that, put a few figures together there. This could have been up to 150 cows. That's how much meat was on that ship. 10,000 pounds of cereals, 1,500 gallons of milk, 20,000 bottles of beer, 1,500 bottles of wine. Does it tell you anything about the ship, about the people that were building that ship? John Jacob Astor was the richest passenger on board, and he went down with the ship. There was 13 honeymoon couples. The captain, a man of high morale, I would say. I don't know anything about his spiritual life, but he was a man that was dedicated to his work. He was a man that, he was a real captain. And there's a lot could be said about this, and I'm not going to spend much time on the ship, but this captain stood out to me. He was a man that he sent the younger ones out with the lifeboats, but he went down with the ship. And the ironic part was his last voyage. After this, he was retiring, but he went down with that ship. There was one Mennonite missionary on the ship. There were Baptists, Lutheran, Catholic. The last remaining survivor of the disaster, Melvina Dean, died on May 31st, 2009. She was age 97, and she was 2 months old at the time. See, on that morning, that fateful morning, April 14th, 1912, that iceberg was spotted at 11:40. It wasn't morning. It was morning when it went down. It would have been night, 11:40 p.m. when Frederick Fleet gave the warning. He said, "Iceberg ahead." And I think he told them to turn bare left or something, one way or the other. But within a couple hours, at 2:20 a.m. on April 15th, the ship went down, the unsinkable She received six warnings about icebergs during that voyage. And the captain didn't want to be moving at night. It was too dangerous. But his peers, they wanted to beat the record of the Olympia, the Titanic sister ship. It generally took her 7 days to make that voyage, and they wanted to make this in 6.5 days. So safety was forfeited for fame. And it's said that there was a White Star employee that said that even God could not sink this ship. Well, there was a ship, the Californian, that was closest to the Titanic. But when she was, when they were sending out those radio warnings, the Californian was sending out radio warnings about the icebergs. The radio controllers on the Titanic finally told them to shut up. They didn't want to hear it. So when the Titanic began sending out distress signals, their radio was turned off. So they were ignored anyway. The California didn't help them. The Carpathia was quite a ways away from them and got there to the rescue at 4 a.m. and transported the survivors, 700 of them, to New York. Approximately 1,500 souls never made it to their original destination there, to New York. Many of the lifeboats were not full. But the young captains in charge of them, they refused to go back and fill them for fear of getting sucked in when the big ship went down. You know, how often do we find ourselves in that place? Fear for our own lives. Fear to get out of our own comfort zone. But even after she went down, there was an article in the news that said that boat is unsinkable. The Titanic, there's no danger that the Titanic will sink. The boat is unsinkable, and nothing but inconvenience will be suffered by the passengers. That was put out by the White Star Line. If you want to turn with me to Mark chapter 4, I'd like to read a few verses there. Here we have another boat that was out there in rough waters. Very small boat compared to what we've just been talking about. Little vessel. Mark 4, verse 35. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? You know, that day when the Titanic went down, you know, there's a day that we are all going to, that a lot of people face eternity that day. Class, gender, it made a difference in their chances for survival, even though the richest man didn't make it off the boat. But you know, that day it will make no difference. When we come to the end of time, you know, the difference will be is whether we have Christ in our boat. And I think sometimes we have a concept that we want, I'm sorry, I said that wrong, that we're on the boat with Christ. I'm afraid too often we have the concept that we want Christ in our boat. Said it backwards there. You know, we want him back there. We want to know that we can call on him when we need him. We'd generally like for him just to kind of stay out of our life. We don't want too much interference. But they just stay in the background. You know, if we expect our boat to keep from sinking, he's going to have preeminence in our lives. He is the one that we identify with. He is the one that we are seeking to please. You know, why did the disciples wait so long to cry out to Jesus? You know, why did Jesus continue sleeping back there when that boat And that little vessel was being tossed about so vehemently. You know, these were seasoned sailors. And I believe if they were worried, it was something to worry about. And I really believe that Jesus knew all about that storm. He wasn't back there oblivious to what was going on. I think he was testing them. He was wondering where they were. How long would they try to stay afloat without crying out to him? How long would they be desperately bailing water and trying to maneuver that ship to hit those waves in the right direction so they could ride the wave? You know, do we find ourselves doing the same thing sometime? Desperately rowing, desperately trying to get turned to where we can ride the next wave. Instead of just crying out to Christ. You know, the other evening some of us went to listen to, I know I'm not going to pronounce his name right, Brother Yen, something like that. The referred nickname, the Heavenly Man. And as he gave some of his life story, you know, he faced terrible persecution. You know, many times to the point that he was crying out to God to take him home, to relieve him, he can't take it anymore. You know, when he was at almost the end and they would inject acid under his fingernails and that type of thing, you know, just terrible, terrible pain. You know, God chose to deliver him in a physical way. He chose not to let them kill them. And he chose to let him walk out of that prison with broken legs that were miraculously healed, doors that opened miraculously. God still had work for him to do on this planet. But you know, many of his peers faced persecution, and they didn't walk out those doors. They didn't walk with broken legs. They didn't survive physically. Did he not hear their prayers? Is God not fair? You know, God is a just God, but we will never understand everything in this life. But we can be assured that he hears. And that he cares. You know, he longs for us to cry out to him as we face those waves and those rough spots in faith, even if it's crying out to him to help our unbelief. You know, as the storm rages and we see no possible way that we'll survive this, he's waiting to calm the storm. Whether it's the storm without or whether it's the storm within, it's only by being in his ship that we can rest assured that we are in the unsinkable, you know, wealth, affluence, citizenship. It's because of we carry a certain passport. You know, none of those will ensure us against the inevitable. But when we're letting Christ be our captain, we can rest assured that no matter what happens, he will be with us. And he will take us safely home. Let's kneel for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before thee again this morning. We thank you again for your mercy to us. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for the hope that we can have in you. And the assurance that you are with us, that you will be with us if we only look to you in faith and trust. And that regardless what happens, you will guide us safely home. And we just pray that you might just give us eyes that, hearts that are open and a vision that we can see you working in our lives. Just to see ourselves as who we are, how, and that without you there is no hope. We just pray that you might just open our hearts this morning to your word
Just bless Brother Steve as he brings a word to us. Anoint his lips. Just help us to have hearts that are pliable, workable, and open to your Spirit. We just want to commit this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.